Rescue workers have refused to give up hope of finding people alive among the rubble. This morning, their efforts paid off. 100 miles apart, two survivors were found. One of them, a 70-year-old woman who's suffering hypothermia but isn't in a life-threatening condition. But miracle rescues are being overshadowed by health warnings after a third explosion at the crippled Fukushima nuclear plant.
We would like to ask you to remain indoors, at home, or in your offices, and avoid going outside.
The Prime Minister, Naoto Kan, with a warning to anyone living within 19 miles of the power station. Those within 12 miles have already been told to leave the area. Concerns have subsided a little today. We're told the wind has helped disperse the radiation. But the incident has sparked panic buying across large parts of the country. Even shops well outside the disaster zone are running out of food. Sean has stocked up near Fukushima, but he says others will struggle.
The store shelves are virtually empty, and the maybe two or three gas stations in town that are open at any given time are almost completely out of fuel and rationing what they do have.
Meanwhile, aid agencies continue to work to help those who've lost everything in the disaster. It's impossible to calculate the exact number, but it's thought around 450,000 people are staying in emergency shelters. Mark Bulpit is from World Vision.
I mean, our teams were telling us this morning how they see an overwhelming chaos and destruction, how they're seeing families and children on the street, on cardboard, with nothing but the clothes on their back.
They brave freezing temperatures at night. To make matters worse, forecasters predict rain and snow to come.